like diabetes, and found anything to do with diabetes yet.
Right.
Not to cure it, I think.
Just to control
it. But they on their diet and take insulin, they can control it.
Oh, okay. Well, suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son came along and just broke it carelessly. You could say that the man got awfully what about it?
Well, if it were me, I expect I'd laugh about it.
You'd laugh about it?
Yes.
What about somebody else who didn't have as good a sense of humor?
They might tear up his fanny, I can tell you.
Okay,
which I probably would, but then...
Laughing
I'd
all the
probably,
time.
I'd probably laugh at it. Because children, they don't realize.
That's true.
They don't realize what they're doing. Until it's too late.
True. Well, most people who didn't realize that might get, what, mad, angry, head up, riled up?
Well, I guess they get mad.
Get mad. Oh, okay. And suppose you've been working hard all day and you come home and plop down in the chair and you say, boy, I'm all...
beat.
Oh, okay. And a school nurse might send a child home from school because he, what, at school?
Misbehaved or sick. Not the only thing.
Okay, would you say he was sick or he got sick or he took sick?
I just say he's come home sick, that's all I
know. Okay.
That's all I say.
And if a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick?
Or in the stomach?
Uh-huh.
I'd say sick in the stomach.
Okay. And do you have a name for a noisy, prankish celebration right after a wedding?
If mm-hmm. the serenade.
Serenade. Did you have one after your wedding? Okay. What do you call a spook to frighten children with? Somebody might say, well, you better be good or the so-and-so will get you.
Oh, the goblins or something like that will get them.
Okay.
I've never seen a ghost in my life.
I haven't either.
Well, I say I never have. I saw one.
You did?
Yeah.
What happened?
And when I got to it, it was bad grass that had grown up and bloomed out.
Oh, boy. That'd give you a start for a while.
At night, the moon was shining bright as day, and I'd been hauling logs by that bunch of bad grass all day. Mm-hmm. And it was cool that morning. I pulled my jacket off and hung it up on a limb in the woods. And it got cool after we got to the shack. We were staying in the shack then. And I decided to go back and get my jacket. And now the fellow was sitting on that bank drunk as a fool. I just knew it was. It was a white shirt on. So I got me a couple of rocks and kept walking. Got advantage of just enough of breeze for that bad grass to rock.
Oh.
And then it had grown up about that high and full of bloom and moonshine and you look by this day. That's the only spook I ever saw.
Well, that's the best kind to see. The bear grass ones. Oh. How would you greet a friend on December 25th?
How that?
How would you? What would you say to a friend on December 25th?
I'd say Merry Christmas.
All right. Would you ever say anything else?
Seldom ever.
Okay.
A lot of people say Christmas gift.
Oh.
First thing they'll say. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Say Merry Christmas. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. And suppose you had to carry a heavy suitcase from here across the road. When you got there, you might say, boy, I'm sure glad I don't have to... What, this very far?
Go any farther.
Or I'm glad I don't have to, what, the suitcase?
I'm glad I don't have to carry this suitcase any farther if it's very heavy.
Right. Okay. And what do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in the water?
Turtle.
Okay, how about if he lives on the land?
Terrapin.
And what do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.